This week, we've been bringing you stories about mosques here in the U.S., like the one in New Mexico that we mentioned yesterday, built out of adobe, which made us wonder, what should a mosque look like? Mariam Eskandari is an architect and founder of Meme Designs. She's designed mosques here in the U.S., and she gave me the basics on mosque architecture.
You know, Carol, the foundation of the word, the root of the mosque, is masajid. Masajid ultimately comes from sajda, which means to prostrate. So technically, the only criteria that a mosque should have, it should just be in the direction of the Kaaba in Mecca, and that's where the grand mosque of all is. There's no architectural vocabulary that is essential for a mosque. There's actually a hadith or a saying by the prophet in Islam that the whole earth is a mosque. There's layers and layers of different meanings towards it, but it means that anywhere, any place, anytime, you are able to, you know, prostrate and do your prayers.
So it sounds like the only requirement is that when people pray, they are praying toward Mecca.
Exactly.
And what about the minaret and the dome? What's the idea behind them?
Yes. So oftentimes right now we see that the definition of a mosque is through the defining points through Islamic architecture. And oftentimes people think that, you know, Islamic architecture means domes and minarets. Domes and minarets are not, they didn't essentially come from Islamic architecture. They're actually from different faiths. The dome is actually from the Christian faith. So oftentimes you see that in churches were designed in domesque formation. And the minaret actually comes from the root minar, which means in Arabic a place of light or fire, which is from the Zoroastrian faith. So those two are actually borrowed architectural elements from different faiths.
What about the interior of mosques? What are some of the things that you commonly see?
It's kind of funny. I always refer this back to the worshiping space of the Hagia Sophia. The Hagia Sophia itself, you know, was a church, a mosque.
In Istanbul.
In Istanbul. So how can it be that it could be a church at one point and then a mosque at another point? How does it differentiate? You know, sometimes you don't really necessarily need a symbol or an icon or even, you know, anything of that sort.
When I think of a mosque, I imagine tile and carpets. Is that fairly common or sort of de rigueur in a mosque?
You know, it varies from mosque to mosque, right? So you go to a mosque in the Middle East, oftentimes in Turkey or Iran, and you see tiles that often have floral ornaments on them. And carpets are the same thing. Those are supposed to represent symbolism of a paradise. But let's say you go to a mosque in China or a mosque in Khartoum, Sudan, it's not going to have those elements.
Is there any difference between a Shia mosque and a Sunni mosque?
Oh my goodness, yes. So oftentimes in a Shia mosque, you'll walk in and you'll see that it has a lot of symbolism in it. So again, the floral ornates that you, the tile work that you had mentioned earlier, that's one element. And in Sunni mosques, it's usually, they won't necessarily have that. They'll have Islamic calligraphy all around it. And one of the biggest elements that differs between a Shia mosque and a Sunni mosque is that a Sunni mosque will have different entrances for men and women. And a Sunni mosque will also have different prayer space for men and women. A Shia mosque has one entrance for everyone and one big prayer space for everyone.
What are the majority of mosque designs in the U.S., Shia or Sunni?
Sunni.
Now, you're designing mosques in the U.S. How varied are the designs that you're doing?
Oh, my gosh. They vary. You know, for example, a mosque that we were consulting with in New Jersey varied compared to the one in Washington, D.C. I often encourage clients to, you know, step back, see what their community wants, see what their community needs. The most important basic element of a mosque is that it should be sustainable. So we shouldn't
just... Do you mean in terms of materials used?
Materials used, you know, having community gardens, recycling rainwater. Those are the most important elements. Not the grand chandeliers and the... You know, Louis XIV gold leaves, not those.
Mariam Eskandari is an architect and founder of Meme Designs. Thanks for telling us about mosques and their architecture.
And thanks for having me, Carol.